531.
12 minutes after 7, you are tuning in to Pacific Breakfast at 531 PM with Brian and Alpha on this beautiful Tuesday morning. In 2017, the Prime Minister revealed a blueprint for what they termed the Big New Zealand Upgrade. The plan included construction of new and upgrading existing hospitals and hospital wards and touch-up kits for essential maintenance for all our schools or state schools. It also included cleaner energy initiatives and the upgrade of existing roads, and adding to it, the construction for new rails throughout the country. One of those head nod projects was the Auckland Light Rail Link from CBD to the airport, an initiative to help ease the stress on the well-known Auckland traffic congestion. The Honourable Phil Twyford said, if and when completed, the project will be New Zealand's most complex infrastructure project in decades. And on June 24th of this year, Aucklanders received word that the project has been deferred to a later date, most possibly post-election. And joining us now on Pacific Breakfast is Deputy Prime Minister of New Zealand and leader of the New Zealand First Party, the Right Honourable Valvasa Manaia Winston-Peters, to shed light on New Zealand First's decision not to support the project in this given time. Morena, warm Pacific greetings, and thank you for joining us this morning, sir.
Good morning.
Minister, quickly ask, at which point and part of the proposal process did the tide begin to turn for you in terms of supporting the Auckland Light Rail project as it came out in public on the 24th of June?
When we saw the facts and when we saw the costings and when we saw the financials behind the way it would be funded and how long it would take to be in New Zealand ownership, and the years of inconvenience, a massive inconvenience with respect to the public transport and traffic and the people of Auckland. And then alongside that, of course, we looked at the alternative, which was always there, which is heavy rail from Puhinui to the airport at 15%. That's 15% of the cost that was being projected on the other side for light rail. It just didn't make common sense, and we said so. We said we were happy to look at the facts and to look to and do an investigation, but the evidence, as far as we are concerned, and that's what the public has not been told, or your listeners have not been told, just how much it was going to cost you, how inconvenient it was, and how there was an alternative, which is right there in front of you in heavy rail, which could take transport to one of the biggest areas of cargo in the country, to the airport, where about 25,000 people surrounding there are working. And it just made, as I say, common sense.
Mm. And given the Auckland, effort trying to avoid additional rate onto what we're already paying, it sounds like that's where we were heading. Now, in terms of what you've already mentioned, were there any other additional parameters of engagement that New Zealand First had in place going into the proposal that resulted into your stance in terms of the light rail corridor in particular?
Well, no, it was just this. We said, look, we're happy. It's not our policy. But if you want to show us how the fiscals work, show us what the costs are and show us how it's going to be structured and paid for, we're happy to look at it. But we never have made any commitment beyond that. And when you see a proposal, which we can seriously argue to you or to present to you, doesn't work by reason of the information you haven't seen or heard, nobody on your radio station, your listeners, all of whom would be paying for this, have heard the facts. And I'm glad you're asking me. And I'm glad we're not very far from the election, because we intend to put those facts out there and let people know that rather than being difficult or obstructive, we were sent to Parliament to take a common sense, feet on the ground approach to politics. And that's what we're doing. We've got no doubt we can prove to you that there's going to be a massive savings of money in heavy rail.
Talking of those savings, now, if this Auckland Light Rail conversation comes up again post-election, are there any particular aspects of this proposal or project itself that will need proper rethinking before it gets to see another light of day of conversation?
Well, can I ask you, do you know what the ownership model was for light rail?
No,
you're a taxpayer. Your listeners are taxpayers. Surely you're entitled to know that. But I've got journalists having a go at me who can't even answer that question. So here they are taking the pot shots at someone who has been around a long time and has got some serious experience when it comes to projects and possibilities like this. And if I ask them, okay, you tell the taxpayers, the good people of Auckland, the listeners to Pacific Radio, what the exact Pacific Media Network, is that what the exact cost and ownership model was, they can't even tell you the facts that you're entitled to. You're paying for it. You need to know.
No. All right. We'll dig into that more. Pacific Reset. Recently saw a report. They're talking about the significant investment needed for the Pacific nations to recover from COVID fallout. Do you have any of those contents in terms of what the investment looked like for our listeners, Fatman Mouni?
Look, the moment we saw the face of COVID-19, we put aside in foreign affairs and aid $50 million to help the Pacific, and we're dispersing it around the Pacific in all sorts of projects, trust centres to better prepare the Pacific and Pacific countries for a response if it should ever, sad to say, ever get to their country. So we thought, as a matter of protection for New Zealand, and given our proximity and given the interchange between our populations, that we should make that investment. It was a serious investment. $50 million is not a small sum of money, but that's what we did.
Awesome. Are we near any Pacific travel bubble with the Pacific cousins as part of the recovery for New Zealand?
Well, again, I think the answer to that is yes, we are. We've got to get the protocols and all the security and safeguards set, including not just aviation, but also maritime security. Any boats that are visiting any of the islands, we've got to know where they come from and how long they've been at sea. But all those things can be ironed out. The difficulty is that so many of the answers to the questions you're asking me like that, whether it's Australia or the Pacific, are in the hands of other countries and other governments. So when you say, are you ready for an outbreak in a hospital in on your island? If the answer is no, then we've got to say, well, what contingency will we have in place should there be one there? And we've got to make sure that we, as a country, provide or do our best to fill the gaps there might be. And that's where it's difficult. We will all know, you know, what happened tragically with the measles outbreak in Samoa last year. It was tragic. And the people were dying, you know, and scores of people were dying. And so we have got to ensure that the last thing happens is an outbreak like that of COVID-19.
And on that, Fautai Telelava, for your time this morning, sharing with us both on the Pacific Reset and regards with the Auckland Light Rail. Wishing you a good day, Deputy Prime Minister of Aotearoa and the leader of New Zealand First, the Right Honourable Vavasa Manaia, Winston Peters. Fautai Telelava, sir.
Well, can I say thank you very much? Are you still listening?
Yes, I am.
Can I say thank you very much? And here's the real point. It's funny, you know, after all this time since we said we believe light rail does not needy match or is not nearly as efficient as heavy rail.
Mm.
This is the first interview. This is the first interview when somebody from the media has asked me, how do you like that, eh?
Well, glad to hear that. We hope to call on you again, and thank you very much again for your time.
Okay, cheers. Bye-bye.
20 past 7, that was an update with regards to not only the corridor around the Auckland Rail, because, you know, Aucklanders have been asking, but also around Pacific Reset as we get into COVID fallout recovery. Coming up next, we have more interviews and, some more music to get you into the breakfast. Pacific Breakfast with Brianna and Alvarina. You're listening to 531 PI, bringing Pacific people together.